We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. While we wait on John Summerall to give us a call, Mike Garofalo and also Ian Rappaport are reporting that sources tell them that Saints quarterback Derek Carr is expected to miss multiple games with an oblique injury he suffered late in the game against the Chiefs. Saints have two games in the next 9 days, and so the likelihood is Carr would miss Sunday's game against the Bucks, and then the Thursday night game against the Broncos. And then now everybody's going to bring this up. What's going to happen? Who's going to be the starter? Will it be Jake Haener? Or will it be Spencer Rattler?
It'll be Jake Haener. And then if Jake Haener screws up, then they're going to put in Spencer Rattler. And they're both probably going to screw up. I mean, I can tell you right now, we're not beating Tampa Bay without Derek Carr. We ain't winning. And then against the Broncos and Sean Payton, the score might be 9-6. The Broncos have an awesome defense.
That defense is really good.
I'm telling you, it might be one of the most ugly 1960s kind of game when we come Thursday night against Denver. I don't know if we'll win, then you flip a coin, but this ain't good. To considering we went, you know, we were like, I don't know what's going to happen this season. Then all of a sudden we come out smoking, we 2-0, we in the penthouse. We not only in the outhouse, we cleaning the outhouse. But right now we're going to be watching, after about a month, we're going to be like, we don't want it, like, damn, the hurricane came and blew the outhouse over. Now I got to rebuild it and clean it up. Mike, this ain't good. I just think if we had a chance to be the same song and dance like last year, which is not necessarily still middle of the pack, 9-8, 8-9, somewhere around there, Derek Carr would be the quarterback. And then I said to get to double-digit wins, like 10, we'd have to do what we did last year. We plus 3 still in the turnover margin, get to plus 11, and be amongst the best in scoring offense and defense. And then I said we get to 10 wins. But without Derek Carr, quarterback, I don't see us being amongst the best in scoring offense. Now, scoring defense, as long as our red defense, zone defense is still number one, the Chiefs are down there 7 times. They only scored 2 touchdowns. Hey, listen, if the Chiefs would have scored in the red zone, because it seems like they never punted. I mean, they always had the ball 9, 10, 11 plays.
No, they'd have been in the 40s.
No,
with their
if they would have scored touchdowns in the red zone, we'd have got crushed. It wouldn't even have been a game. Not even have a fighting chance.
What's interesting, Coach Dennis Allen never really addressed who was the clear-cut number two guy, but it was obvious that Haener came in and was always the number two guy, so to speak. The emergency guy was Rattler.
Well, Spencer Rattler didn't beat him out. Now, fans have to realize, I'm not talking about who has more.
Who has the most potential.
Upside, yes. Upside potential, however you describe it. When they evaluate every day what you do in practice, and then they look at the preseason games. What was the preseason game Rattler had a chance to build upon? Was that against the 49ers? I think that was and he didn't do nothing. Now, and let me tell you, if you don't do anything in a preseason game, you have to look at who you're playing with your supporting cast and all that. But in a preseason game, nobody's game planning. It is so basic. It is really like practice, but they're tackling. They're finally tackling like in a real game. But they're not trying to stop you. So I look at it, well, why is Haener ahead of Rattler? Because when they graded all the practices and competition, he beat them out. So Haener, it's all about opportunity. This is a great chance for him. He got his feet wet. He went against the world champ Chiefs. And then if he has to start against Tampa Bay and the NFC South, it doesn't get any bigger than that, Mike. I just hope it don't turn into, and I don't think it will, because the worst quarterback to me who was in over his head was the damn COVID game against the Dolphins. Ian Book.
Man, was he treading water that night.
Ian Book. How did he even make it at Notre Dame? I mean, when I look at Ian Book, Mike, after that Dolphins game, did he even resurface in the NFL? I
don't think. Yeah, he was with the Eagles.
Well, he never played again. I know he never played again. It's like he I don't know if he could play in the UFL. You know, the United States Football League or the XFL and all that. So, but when I look at the opportunity for Haener, and you know who's doing that also with a young quarterback? Look, Jacoby Brissett. He ain't starting no more for the Patriots. They're going with me, right?
They finally, man, Poor Drake, because that you think the Saints' offensive line is bad.
Yes,
the Patriots got one that could potentially be even worse.
But you're still going to be judged, Mike, because you're the quarterback. It don't matter if the offensive line sucks.
Well, you'll be running for your life
right.
In that sort of spot. And, man, I go back to that Thursday game that I still don't see how that got away from the Bucs. I understand Irving's fumble, but you got it right back with the interception with Levante David, and you couldn't put Atlanta away. And then this is why you paid the money to Kirk Cousins, how he did in that two-minute drill.
Well, Kirk Cousins, don't be hating on Kirk Cousins. I know he's kind of nerdy. You know, he don't really has no rhythm and not a dance, but I tell you what, he's a winning quarterback. And he's the richest quarterback in NFL history to never win anything. Man, his agent, I mean, if I was a young player, I'd hire whoever Kirk Cousins' agent is.
He made every smart financial decision.
No, it's unbelievable. Going from the Redskins to the Vikings and now with the Falcons. No, and Kirk Cousins is a good guy.
Yes, he is.
Derek Carr is a good guy, too, but he tries to be too many friends with everybody. I mean, he like wants everybody to like him.
You know how people like you? You know, win.
Produce, yeah, win.
Win.
You could be an Aaron Rodgers jerk. If you win, it don't matter.
And now things are starting to turn on Aaron, too.
No, you got to win.